started clearing the gardens. We were down in the bamboo, clearing the bamboo, when we suddenly found a tap in the undergrowth. And we couldn't work out why this tap was there. And James did some investigating, I think. And we realised it was connected to the swimming pool that was there. But of course you couldn't see the swimming pool because it was underneath all the overgrown bamboo. So it was then that we decided to start clearing and eventually got through. And the cascade, you know the cascade that goes down? We discovered that. That was all cleared. And actually it was quite exciting because you were at the beginning of finding out something that nobody knew. Nobody knew it was there, you know, it was just a discovery. It was really nice. Mm.
So were you aware that the garden maybe had these hidden secrets beforehand?
I wasn't when I first came here, but I think when we discovered that, then we began to realise, oh, maybe there's this and maybe there's that. And as we gradually cleared the garden, we were finding rocks and walls that we didn't know, and that was an edge of a border that we didn't realise was that was there. You know, it was quite a discovery time, the whole thing, really.
So it felt quite exciting.
It did, yes. Yeah. You looked forward to coming, thinking, oh, you know, what are we going to find today? What are we going to clear?
Mm. So, Frank, when you came to Standon, what was your experience of the revival? What stage was it at?
It was in the first few years of revival, and there were a number of major projects, of which one was continue clearing the bamboo with an objective of opening up the pond. But before that, there'd been an awful lot of work being done, as you said, and also a contractor had been brought in.
Yes.
And by coincidence, that contractor worked out of Nyman's and knew James.
Yeah.
And he was also my biking companion, motorbiking companion. Yeah. So I was aware that he'd worked over here. And then we started clearing the bamboo immediately behind the pond. So by that time, the field had been cleared because the bamboo had gone across the field into the woods. It had migrated.
It was everywhere.
It was absolutely everywhere. So that fortunately, he, being a contractor, had heavy machinery to do that. And then when we started the early days of the project, then we started to attack the bamboo that was immediately adjacent to the pond, which was an interesting task. Needed a lot of heavy equipment.
I remember using a pickaxe.
Yeah, well, some of us got a name for doing a lot of work on the bamboo with heavy tools.
Yeah.
And the more we cleared, you start to get a vision for what could be there. And that work actually carried on for a couple of years.
Oh, yes,
it wasn't
time.
A 5-minute job. No. I can remember working right through the winter to early spring until we had to stop because it got warmer.
Yeah.
I think I started a lot of it on my own, but then other people moved on to other jobs.
Yes.
By this time, there were other jobs running.
Yeah.
There were other areas
That's
that
true.
Were being addressed.
Yeah. Yes.
The woodland volunteers were brought in at that time as well, because there was a lot of heavy work in putting in drainage across the whole garden, electricity across the whole garden, all that sort of thing. And there was a lot of other people could tell you quite interesting stories about digging trenches, coming back the following week, too much rain, it's all fallen in.
It's all fallen
again.
Yeah, full of water.
Yeah. Oh. That tests the resilience of the volunteer to keep coming in and doing it.
I think it was quite, in a way, it was quite a difficult time because we were all so keen to get on with the pond because it was such a major discovery. But at the same time, James wanted other things done in the garden, which had to be done. So you were sort of working on other areas all the time, and you desperately wanted to get back to clear that one. But I mean, the garden had to be done.
Mm. And that led to other interesting jobs, because when we finally cleared the back of the bamboo at the back of the pond, then there was the issue, well, how do we stop it doing again? Coming through again.
Yeah.
Because it had gone under the ground, was popping up all over the place and dropping
it's
into the pond.
It's very, very invasive, isn't
And there
it?
Was the yeah, idea, so. The idea of building the wall. Mm. And that was the beginning of a separate set of volunteers starting to get very proficient at building walls.
Yes.
And you will find them all around the garden.
Yeah.
And they were the same group of volunteers who started only on a Thursday, but the work got so big, they were victims of their own success. Because the more Jane Frank came around and said, oh, well, that was good, could you do that over there? And that spread.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the coin, to finish off the bamboo story, the bamboo obviously didn't just go in one direction.
No.
That was the obvious direction that we had to tackle to reveal the pond. But if you went behind it, it had stretched and started going to other areas of the garden.
It was across the farm track.
And in recent weeks we were clearing it again as it was going into other beds behind the pond. So it's been an ongoing task. In fact, basically it's a volunteer's pension.
Yes, it is. It is. It's just, well, I mean, I enjoy it anyway, but I did enjoy those first few years when we were discovering, because it was exciting.
Well, I think perversely enjoyed the challenge of doing it in the winter.
Yes.
When the weather was foul, you'd come in and find that they had a machine. Ben would come in and dig a trench with a special scooping buckets machine. You come back and think, oh, that's good, next week. Yeah. You think ahead, oh, we'll put the cables in next week. We'll put in the pipes next week. Come back, where's the trench gone? And it all caved in. Oh. And we had to go in with bucket, with spades.
Well, all of that sort of led to various jobs, didn't it? You forget now. When looking back, I can remember various things, but you sort of forget at the time. Mm. But it was just... And as I said, bad weather never stopped us. We came in every Thursday, regardless, whether it's snow, hail. We worked in the lot, haven't we? I think I can only remember one day when we've gone home early, and that was when we had torrential rain or something. Mm. But basically, we've always just kept going.